At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow straight gate path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. His word, his only begotten son died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. He protects his people. He keeps his promises. So always keep him first. Always thank him, worship him, and always look to him forever. Amen. Most definitely welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, pray for each other, all those amazing things. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us come together on one accord for the Most High. Amen. Most definitely, much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and mysteries out there, the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the unity, the services, and the fellowship. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, isolated, bold, courageous believers out there who are going through it for the faith, who are being persecuted for the gospel, and who are just going through various tribulations for his name's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, and firm. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Let's embrace all the brand new creatures in Christ. All the brand new converts out there, anyone who just became believer, God bless you. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you as well. Welcome, family. Shalom. Greetings, everybody. We're all together in the Lord. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Cry out to him, dance, express yourself. Do what you gotta do, play an instrument. Always express yourself to the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye, with a shout, with those angels. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So let's be watchful, prayed up, alert, sober, vigilant, in our purpose and our calling, strong, firm, steadfast, faithful. Stand, constantly being washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamps and our oils and just constantly go through things and take it one day at a time. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to his life, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents. Handle it, people. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways of communication, all right? So let's stay focused and fixed on him always, and always have our mind on him, you know what I mean? Because we got to stop being so focused on our problems and having anxiety and worry so much, and just trust in the Most High. I know he got us, amen. He's the true provider and helper, so he's always looking out, amen. So just stay focused on him, all right? So I hope that you all are strong out there, okay? So in today's message, we will just go through the commentary, and then from there, we will close out with a prayer, we will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we will praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen. So this commentary is based on Daniel, and we'll just kind of read a little flashback kind of commentary with him, a little details and point of view kind of way, and then it kind of go from there, okay? So here we go. Powerful prayer, Daniel. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs, room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. The book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10. The old man shifted his weight slightly as the cold, stony floor bit into his bare kneecaps, flattened from the daily routine of resting on them. While he prayed, he grinned wearily to himself, noticing the creeping effect of age on his lean, taut, and disciplined body. No matter how carefully he managed his diet over the decades, no matter how faithful he was to the wholesome, regiment ordinances of the Torah way of life, there was no holding back the hands of time. "Won't be much for the lions except Gristle," he chuckled out loud. Then he thought, there are certain advantages to old age, though a certain stubborn commitment to one's habits such as this one. When it's time to pray, I pray. I don't have time to think about whether I'm doing it, when I'm going to do it or not. It's time to pray, so I do. And no one is going to take that away from this tough old man no matter what. This was no empty sentiment, for at that moment, Daniel was indeed in violation of the recently proclaimed interdiction against praying to anyone other than the king of Medes and Persians and other foreign gods. But for Daniel on his knees, looking out the window toward Jerusalem, a city he had not seen since his youth earlier, the laws and decrees of men, indeed, their kingdoms and influence ebbed and flowed like the tides of the ocean. The current emperor represented the fourth regiment reign under which Daniel had served, and God had repeatedly shown him that there would be many more empires before the ages had run their course. How often had he seen some ruler boastfully proclaim his transcendental sovereignty over all the earth and its all citizens' religions or belief systems? Daniel wasn't worried about threats and warnings that came from human mouths. He had a higher command to follow, nor did he feel a need to call attention to himself or to his religious commitments. He simply did what he had always done. He obeyed God, kept praying to him, and let him take care of the results. And God always did. Amen. Back to the future. What righteous habits are established in your life? What habits do you need to establish? Do you know someone who consistently spends time in prayer? What is this person like? How consistent is your prayer life? What steps can you take to make prayer a regular part of your life? Amen. The story continues. The background to Daniel's life and the lion's den incident can be found all throughout the book of Daniel, chapters 1-6. But read the whole entire book of Daniel, which is an excellent read. Amen. Have to be bold for the faith and be strong in your convictions, people. All right. And always stay prayed up and always to keep your routines for the Most High. Amen. And always have courage, people. So that is the commentary, all right? What I'll ever do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel, amen. He is the God of the Hebrews, praise the Most High. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel, praise the Most High. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate. Praise the Most High, the Almighty, true, and living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega, amen. He is the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father. Faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church. The hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my redeemer, my salvation, my strength, my song, my refuge, praise him, our provider, our protector, always our safety, our defense. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshai, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart. You will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists and believe in him and trust in him. Always call on him, seek him, and always look to him for everything. Whatever you ask the Father, whatever you need from the Father, ask in the Son's name, it shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders, all those things, people. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Amen. We know that faith is your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you well. Your faith is how you overcome the world. He got us, people, most definitely. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him. We are in agreement that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. Every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. He is the everlasting king, the sinless high priest, the way everlasting. Amen. Prayers up for all the poor people. Prayers up for all the orphans, the fatherless out there. Prayers up for all the widows. Prayers up for the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the sojourners, the strangers, the refugees, and the people all over the world. Prayers up for the elders. Prayers up for the children, the babies, all people, all walks of life. Prayers up for all of you. Amen. Most definitely. What I love to do is I close out, give y'all a prayer and a priestly blessing on the way out. All right, so here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.